Hello, this is George Waring, reading you an article from the Underground in Uptown Butte, Montana. And here I'm passing along Sam Pizzagatti's report of Steve Ross' important work at Ebonomics. I've entitled this one, 40 Years of Trickle-Down Economics. Unsurprisingly, there are social and political consequences when wealth flows overwhelmingly to the already wealthy. According to Steve Roth, progressives have failed to ask, what happens economically when wealth ends up held by fewer people, fewer families, and small dynasties, in larger and larger fortunes? And this is exactly what's been happening in our society since the election of Ronald Reagan. Roth directly takes on the question of what happens when wealth concentrates, building on historical U.S. wealth and consumption spending data series that have only become readily available in recent years. Roth has teased out of these historic data points an economic measure he calls the velocity of wealth. And he's developed a model that riffs off this measure. America's poorest 80% of households, this model posits, turn over their wealth in annual spending 3 or 4 times as fast as the top 20%. The significance of these differing rates? A more broadly distributed wealth, Roth notes, will mean more spending, the very stuff of economic activity, and itself the ultimate source of wealth accumulation. Roth has tested his model against the last 3 decades of actual U.S. economic experience, starting with the actual wealth of the U.S. top 20% and the bottom 80% back in 1989, and extrapolating forward to predict levels of wealth, spending, and shares of wealth and spending 30 years later. His model's predictions for 2019 turned out to match up closely with what actually took place. Ross' model predicted a total U.S. wealth of $114 trillion for the end of that 30-year period. The actual real-life wealth total for the end of the period was $118 trillion, giving his model a modest 4% miss after 3 decades. Roth takes one further step in his research. He uses his model to play out a counterfactual. What would have happened over the past 3 decades if some percentage of top 20% wealth had been transferred, redistributed to the bottom 80% every year over those decades? An annual downward transfer of 1.5% of top 20% wealth, Ross' model finds, would have left everyone quite a lot wealthier, faster. The greater spending resulting from that transfer downward would have generated a 549% increase in U.S. overall wealth. In real life, overall wealth over the course of those 30 years increased 421%. Most of that extra wealth growth, Roth calculates, would have gone to the bottom 80%, but the wealth of the top 20% would have increased as well. What would not have increased, in Roth's 1.5% counterfactual, would have been the top 20% share of society's total wealth. In life, as actually lived over the past 30 years, life under rich people-friendly trickle-down policies, the wealth share of America's top 20% increased from 61 to 71%. What about the very richest percentile groups within the top 20%? Roth admits we don't have their data available. And why? They are protected by the Internal Revenue Service. However, Roth suspects the annual downward redistribution rate would have to be substantially stiffer than 1.5% to keep the super-rich from getting richer as the economy grows. However, with adequate redistribution to counter the ever-present trend toward economy-crippling wealth concentration, Roth adds, everybody else prospers as well. So Pizzagatti concludes optimistically, Roth's research, How Downward Redistribution Makes America Richer, an empirical money view model of spending, wealth concentration, and wealth accumulation, that should help spur just the sort of robust dialogue and debate that we so desperately need. The dialogue and debate our political champions of trickle-down so desperately want us to avoid. Might progressives be willing to upset the 25 billionaires who fund our political campaigns? Given the current surge to open fascism on the Republican right, is there any chance for wealth redistribution downward? This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening from the underground.